All right, so a little bit about that first encounter.
He was basically telling me that we knew each other and we knew Basil together from other lifetimes and just, suck it up and accept the fact that I was supposed to be writing. I'm a writer, I'm a healer, I'm a teacher, and that I just had to accept the fact that I was supposed to start dealing with it and writing about him. And, I was, of course, skeptical and kind of resisting.
Resisting your own knowledge, your own
I mean, like we all do. We all resist our own knowledge, every one of us.
right. So you began a conversation with him that transpired over a number of years. You were first introduced to the idea of a project, which you called it, right? This was going to be your John Lennon project, right? You didn't know at the time when you first began that you were going to be writing a book about John.
Well, because of the dream and the assist insistence of my husband, who was instrumental in making me write, I pretty much in the beginning knew it was a project because I knew I wasn't, I worked at this school that we had, and I took it very seriously. And I think from the very beginning, because I believe the first visit we had, John was saying, "Well, we're going to do this project together, and you better grow up and deal with it." So I took it as an
Yeah.
important endeavor.
Good. So the endeavor led you to discover your connections to him, not only in this lifetime in writing this book, but in other lifetimes also. For instance, there's one scene that I really am captivated by is a scene on the beach where you see a figure in a conducting mode in 17th century garb or 18th century garb. Who did you discover that that person was?
I don't want to spoil the story, but I guess I have to, right?
A little bit.
Okay, the people who don't want to know can just like gloss over, close their eyes until they get a few sentences later. I discovered that he had been Mozart. And funny enough, in later years, other people had thought the same thing as synchronistically, but that I had never heard of that. And to be completely honest, my husband had seen it as well,
Prior
even
to
though
that.
he wasn't writing the book, but he had just seen that as well. So I proceeded to listen to Mozart and get memories coming back.
And one of those mem in one of those memories, you saw yourself.
Well, I'm a violinist in this life, and I was a violinist in that life. I was in his orchestra, so it was pretty emotional. I had quite a breakdown when I remembered the connections and heard the music playing in my ears. And also, I was listening to Mozart as I wrote it, so I was in quite an emotional state when I found, when I owned up to the fact that I had known him. And it was pretty emotional.
There, and you knew him in many other lifetimes. He can go back to into
Greek times,
Greek
Egypt, whatever. I can't even remember them all, but I think
Atlantis was one I remember.
which one?
Atlantis.
Oh yeah, that's the first one, the earliest one I think that happened, in Atlantis, where he was my, I guess he was my son, something like that.
And many other lifetimes together, as you just mentioned in Greece, in ancient Greece, I was particularly struck by the mention of Delphi, and you being healers at Delphi. Delphi rings a special bell for me because over the lintel at the entrance to the oracle site, there is this phrase, "Man, know thyself."
Right.
And then further on in the inside the oracle, inside the temple, the words, "Man, know thyself, and thou shalt know the gods."
Right.
So it's really, and that for me, for years and years, you know, since I first heard that back in the 60s, that became a driving force for me to know who I am. And to know who I am, it's not, and not only to know who you are, but to believe it and to act like it.
Exactly.
You know, we are those creator gods.
Mm-hmm.
You know, according to Delphi, the Delphic Oracle, anyway, or to the temple. But the point was that for me, it became a central mantra, and so I find I'm not surprised at all that there is that Delphic connection, because I feel that I have that.
To interject, Johnny, I'm pretty sure you were there. That comes across really strongly that you were part of that whole thing. So.